Today is Earth Day. We are glad you're with us today. Earlier this month, Governor Snyder released a plan to increase recycling in the state of Michigan. At 15%, the state has one of the worst residential recycling rates in the country. And Karen O'Brien is the executive director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition. Karen joins us now to break down the governor's recycling plan. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Mark, and happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day, that's right. So we are not so hot at residential recycling. Our residential recycling rate is under 15%. The national average is 35%. Why are our numbers so low?
Well, you know, honestly, we don't even know our numbers. Those numbers are industry magazine's estimate of what we're doing. And so the most critical part is to really get a handle on what we are doing well and what we aren't doing well. But suffice it to say, we don't feel like we're doing well, and we need to get a handle on that. So what we're not doing well is probably providing access to everybody in Michigan to some kind of convenient recycling opportunity. That's got to happen. And, you know, honestly, education at a fairly large scale is the first thing to go from any budget. It's the last thing to be added from a budget. So Michigan's never really undertaken any kind of vast education program to help people understand the economic and environmental value of recycling.
Let's start at the beginning, though. You mentioned that we don't have a real good handle on some of the dynamics involved in why we recycle so little. But the governor's plan does hope to address a system to measure recycling. Does no such system exist right now?
That's correct. We don't. The Michigan Recycling Coalition back in about 2000 received an EPA grant to do a one-shot, snapshot of what we were recycling in Michigan. And we found some flaws in that study, but regardless, those numbers have been used over the years to help us figure out where we're at. But that study's never been repeated, so we don't really know over time what kind of investments have been made and what the impact of those investments are. So really, before we can encourage public and private further investment to make more recycling robust, we really have to better understand what we're collecting, what we're not collecting, and what rate we're collecting that material. And until we know that information, we don't feel comfortable, applying funding to that.
Mm-hmm. Governor Snyder's plan calls for $1 million for starters. Let's break down what that funding might do. Public awareness is one issue the plan hopes to address. What's your assessment of where the Michigan public's awareness is right now with regard to recycling?
Many cities, larger cities in densely populated areas, have recycling programs, curbside recycling programs. And depending on how good the education is in that area, you can get 70% to 90% participation in recycling in really good numbers. And we're also seeing that with the inclusion of wheeled carts, large carts instead of small recycling bins, and single stream recycling, that more and more people are participating at a higher and higher level. But there are many communities that haven't taken the steps to enhance their recycling programs with these new carts or with a single or dual recycling service. And we need to help these communities see the value of providing that, basic public service to their residents. Detroit is probably one of the largest cities in the country that's just starting to get on the bandwagon of recycling, and they have an opt-in program. So citizens have to be aware enough of recycling to say, hey, I want a cart, and I'm willing to pay $25 for that cart. Yeah, it's a difficult thing for people that, haven't been brought up with, recycling to then have that, frame of mind to be ready to make recycling a value to them and to their community.
Well, we would certainly want Detroit on board.
Most definitely.
I mean, that is a no-brainer there. Only 25 of Michigan's 83 counties provide residents with easily accessible recycling methods. Now, according to the DEQ, about $435 million worth of material that could be recycled ends up in the trash annually in Michigan. What's an example of how these materials could be recycled and made into something valuable?
Well, the governor did his press conference at a company called Clean Tech down in Dundee, and Clean Tech actually buys plastic, both number one PET, water bottles, pop bottles, and number two HDPE from detergent bottles and that like. And they actually process that down into chips and wash that and then turn it into pellets. And then that is sold to a subsidiary company, Plastipak Packaging, who has contracts with the likes of P&G, Procter & Gamble, and some soft drink manufacturers. They actually turn this recycled plastic back into containers for more product. So when we visited CleanTech, they had just gone through an expansion of about a year and a half ago for better being able to manage that material that comes from the curb, because it's a little harder to deal with than that comes from the bottle bill. And they're only operating at half capacity. So they're very anxious for the state to provide some leadership to communities and private investors to pull more material out of households and out of businesses to feed their factories.
So you're pointing to a situation, and the governor has alluded that there is a potential upside here as far as job creation
Most
goes.
Definitely.
That is quite apparent to you.
Yes, yes. This is a win-win-win. It's really a no-brainer, and it really just needs the application of good data to help communities see the value of recycling to community identity, to the potential to add processing and other manufacturing in their own communities to create jobs for the collection and processing of materials. But recycling is unique in that the costs of recycling are really borne on a local level. You know, it really does take a community providing some leadership to get that material out for businesses to use. But those businesses are regional, state, national, global, you know, in scale. And so the benefits of recycling, go much wider than the cost do. And that's why we think it's so important that the state provides leadership and guidance to these communities and small businesses who need to invest.
There were a number of stakeholders who helped create who played a role in the creation of the governor's plan. Tell us about those stakeholders.
Yeah, it's a wide variety of stakeholders. I think he mentioned about 45 different organizations, and you've got environmental organizations, many, many recycling organizations who have been for this, for many years. You've got the Soft Drink Association and the Grocers Association and the Retailers Association, who were all very interested. The products that they sell produce the recyclable that end up going in the curb. So it's in their best interest to, put their products in the best light and to be good product stewards and help to, create that, reusable cycle by helping to turn these back into commodities that can be used for the production of more products back in our economic system. Mm.
Karen O'Brien is the executive director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition. We're talking about her response to the governor's plan to beef up Michigan's recycling rate. He says we need to reassume a leadership position. I think a lot of people are surprised by some of this rather anemic recycling data, because Michigan has been a leading player in the past, of course, with the bottle bill and other measures.
Yeah, that's very correct. I mean, we have a yard waste ban, we have a bottle bill, which means that our recycling rate should be higher, but it's not. And I think that over the years, especially the recent recession of 2008, communities have been cash strapped, and if they're having to make choices between a fire department, police department, personnel, or a recycling system, you know what they're going to choose. But the economic benefits to communities is growing more apparent, and with leadership at the state level, we can move them in the right direction so that they can have the benefits of recycling.
I have to ask, in real hard-nosed, real-world terms, Karen, what factors will ultimately determine whether we're successful at growing this the way the governor wants to and the way you want to, I'm sure?
Well, I think that the biggest challenge that we have ahead of us is really identifying the appropriate roles for all the players. The state is taking its role in leadership, but it's going to cost money to actually get us there. The governor has said that this is only the first step in really understanding our recycling system and getting a better plan in place for the future. What the future means is a continued investment at the community level, at the private level, and at the state level to really boost, you know, infrastructure, to provide more services, and to what level the state funds, to what level communities are expected to fund, to what level we can generate private investment. That's really what's going to determine success.
How would you characterize the support for this at the grassroots level? You've said the state is increasing its investment as a leader, mm-hmm. in this situation. What about grassroots support?
Yeah, I think that anybody who hears about this is very very excited and happy to see that there's this growth of leadership that's happening. But, you know, there's a little bit of trepidation that, you know, how far is $1 million really going to get us? So, you know, it is important to recognize that this is only the first step. And the governor has said that as well, that this is only the opportunity for us to get the gauge set to really understand what we're dealing with and then use this governor's council that he's identified to identify policies and funding inputs that are necessary to move us forward.
Your annual conference, the Michigan Recycling Coalition's annual conference, will take place next week. Will the recycling plan be a hot topic of discussion?
It will. Bill Rustem, the governor's strategy advisor,
yes.
Will be speaking with more detail about what's happening. And at that conference, we discuss everything from, you know, recycling 101 and how to bring it to your community, how to make it more efficient in businesses, to, you know, what that means for Michigan's economy. So it's really a great place to get all the information you need about recycling.
Always nice to have you on the show, Karen. Karen O'Brien is the executive director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition.
Thank you very much.
Take care.